Greetings, everyone. This is Joanne Chambers, and Gary Chambers is here. And what we've done on March 30th is to record ourselves just having a conversation about the Level 2 work and what it is we feel it's going to be and the parameters of it that we're setting up. What you're going to be hearing are some ramblings of our conversations on the Level 2 work.
Well, the Level 2 program is about moving the energy forward. The Level 1s were a foundation and an introduction to the work. And these are really, I believe, this level. Level 2 is getting into the work.
Well, I would also say that Level 1 was a calling card, really. It was It was a way of for us to send a message out there on the planet to see who was resonating with this particular current.
Right. And the Level 2s will be a mystery school, basically, but a different one than I think has ever been done on the planet, in the sense that there are no strict guidelines to follow, per se. Certain things that you have to do, certain rituals you have to perform.
Yeah, we want people to put their own teachings into it and continue to keep it very open and neglected. The main thing that we offer is the teaching of how to work with the music or how to delve deeper into the music. But I think once people come to the Level 2, it's kind of been there, done that, and they really need to take off from there. The music is really the teacher. It's not us. It's not us telling them philosophies or concepts or theories about how to live or how to ascend or how to evolve or any of that. We all know, I feel that people have gotten to this place to be ready for the Level 2, that they have gotten to a place in their spiritual development where they're no longer really looking for other teachers. They may still enjoy reading other teachers and reading philosophies and teachings to engage the mental self, but they're really looking for an experiential process, or not even a process, but an experiential tool that will help them continue their spiritual journey, whatever that may be.
I think they're looking for energy.
Yeah.
Raw, unbridled energy that they can utilize in whatever way that they see fit. That's one of the things they're looking for. And by doing things in this way, they have the opportunity of tapping into this energy through the feeling nature, which is one of the most important things, if not the most important thing, to growth, regarding growth, and for spiritual development, to feel things. The word enthusiasm, I believe, is Greek and means, you know, to infuse the spirit, to, you know, enlighten. And you can use the word enlighten as well in terms of striking a match to something, striking the spark to enlighten the being. Doesn't mean just to put light into it. It means to fan that, you know, ever-burning flame in the heart and the soul and in the deepest recesses of the being, and cause that to grow stronger. So anyway, the music can greatly accelerate that process. There's a mysterious, magical thing about music and the resonance that it creates within the human being that is what we're doing for people. And so the Level 2 is going to be a focus group of people that have already worked on themselves and are ready for more now. The people that are involved in the Level 2 work, I don't believe that they need more writings and a lot more structure and everything. Not from this, anyway. What they need, as I said, is the energy. So they need to tap in to some reservoir or pool of energy and then directly access that and have that for them to interface with that energy and to bring through their own guidance from it by utilizing the energy as a springboard into other realms, other realities, other ways of being, but also not only to go out there, but then to bring the energy back down to tangible, grounded manifestation in 3D. So we're going to have this smaller group. It's going to be focused. And as I said, we're not going to go and back to and cover old ground and explain the history of everything again and all the ins and outs of everything. We're just going to move forward with this. So I think that that's what the level, that's why we need people that have already done level one and get the basics, the groundwork, which is what that was.
I think there's a good word that I like is osmosis. I feel like that much of this goes beyond words for any of us. Even when I have conversations with people now on the phone, a lot of times we're talking a little bit in code because there's so much we understand now from the higher levels that can't always be translated into conversations or words. And again, that's why I think we're all drawn to the music, is that there's something in the music that we know is teaching us and showing us our new directions and our next steps in our own individual lives. Whatever that work may be, whatever our joy and bliss has been, we're finding that in the sonic pathways through the music, and then navigating that into the 3D world and manifesting our dreams and desires out of that.
Okay, so we got this group of people, they're focused, they get it, they're ready to move to the next level. They're still doing other things on the outside. It doesn't mean that they just follow us blindly and then they don't do other work, because they're going to do other work and we want them to. You have to bring in other streams and other currents of energy, whether those are mental or they're experiential on some level, I believe, too. That's what gives the mix of all of this its vibrancy in life, because if you just do what we say, then, you know, we're not going to learn anything and you're not going to really learn anything ultimately either. You have to add your own energetic configuration to this. So this is a group of people that are going to come together in a, I've said this before, this is really our concept of what is called the Temple of the Divine Muse. It's going to start first as a virtual construct.
Well, it's a fifth world temple that's not right. Grounded yet. And right now we all are in it, but we're in it etherically.
Right, but it is still a sacred space. Right. And it's a shared common ground, sacred space that we're going to create with the music and with all of you, that we can all access other levels of the divine. And the more open we are, all of us, I believe the wider the spectrum of frequencies and information we'll be able to access and utilize. And that's the whole point of this whole thing, not to create a rigid structure. So right now, as we're talking to you, I can't all of a sudden give you a bunch of bullet points of what this is going to be. This is how this mystery school works, and this is what you're going to study this week, and all of that kind of stuff. It's not going to happen. It's going to come from the interaction of all of us and the music that comes through from that. I tap into this group pool of energy and to the planet and to the central sun and to other things, and then I bring the music through. You listen to it. You feed energy back to us, either verbally or on other levels, and then more music comes through, and it becomes a cyclic thing that's also an expanding spiral. To me, that opens it up. It can become anything. Now, there are some general guidelines, I would say. It's going to be life-affirming, of course. It's going to be concerned with ascension. But ascension in the deepest sense of the word, which really, to me, also means becoming more here while you're in 3D. The body will transform itself, the consciousness will transform itself, but while you're still here, whether by here I mean you feel like you're in a physical vehicle of some kind now, that may not be this 3D that you are experiencing right now. It may be a shifting, changing 3D that moves into something else, but you're still embodied, let me put it that way. So the goal is not just to have fun adventures, and I would really rather not have the people in this group be specifically focused on just that, at least some of them. But I'm not going to make any rules. Again, I'm just stating a preference. I would like at least the majority of you to not only want the adventure and the excitement of seeing and experiencing new things, I want you to really feel like this can be grounded in some way into your reality. I think that's an important point to make. So the music will become and will unfold into entire new worlds of meaning and experience, I believe. That's going to require, as some of you may well imagine, dedication and an impeccable focus. And that is why we're creating the structure in this way, so we can all come together, so that Joanne and I are primarily, and by primarily I mean 95% focused on this every month. And that way, and only in that way, I believe, can you get the strongest, the most empowered, the deepest transmissions. These transmissions will be like Akashic records, these multi-dimensional holographic areas of information that you can go into and experience and pull out exactly what you need at any one particular time to do your work. But it's not like you're pulling out a reference volume of something. And I don't even feel that these are maps per se anymore. I mean, a map, it is a map. See, there aren't words for this yet. These are maps, but they're not fixed maps. They're living constructs, and they change all the time. They're just ways of finding unique roads for each individual to navigate through these sacred spaces, and to do so in such a way that they can bring back useful and usable information. They're ways of getting there. If you have this vastness, you have to still have some way of navigating through it, or you wouldn't even be able to know where to start. You'd have no place to put your feet down and move forward. You wouldn't even know where to begin. So
I feel like this is going to be an adventure that requires your sincere intentions, impeccability in your contribution of energy towards the project, that it be of the highest quality energetically possible for all of us during this time. What we're doing here is we're laying another gridwork or foundation for many others to follow in the years to come. As far as where this project goes after we complete it, or how it goes out there, we won't know that until we go further into the project and receive more information on it as we continue to work with it. There will be more for this initial group to become involved in terms of a collaborative project down the road, but we don't have the details on that at this time. So we will just wait and see how things evolve and release that information as we continue to move along this journey together. We like to recycle energy and send that back out in the world in some way. So we may find that as we come together as a group, that we all contribute our energy to a specific project, and we have several that we're working towards manifesting out of this level 2 energy ourselves, and we'll start revealing more of that as the project continues.
Really, it would be good to consider what we're proposing in this way, that the energy that we're generating is going directly into the mass consciousness on another level, because then it bypasses all the filters and everything and just becomes a direct energy transmission. So other people will get other harmonics and energy from this. They'll just get it in a way that they can utilize it. It'll move through, I believe, the planetary consciousness. And people will pick up whatever they pick up. Maybe one day they'll have a really good feeling about something, somebody on the other side of the world, and it could be some wave that we've generated that's touched off other waves in the world. So
I also feel that the level 2 that we're going to generate will also continue to feed more energy into the level 1 series, and it will elevate that.
Right.
For those.
The intent will be there to do that.
I think that if you're interested in this project, you already know that you're interested, and you already know who we are and what we're here to do without us continuing to tell you who we are and what we're here to do. We're committing to a year, meaning that once a month for a year from June to 2008 to May of 2009, that we're going to bring these transmissions through And you can actually join up at any time, because even once they're done, that program will still be in place and it'll always be in that format. So then, to bring that up to date, then the level two information, level two started in May of 2006, meaning that we had an event, we had a weekend event, and a handful of people were here, and we did some invocations and started to prepare to be ready for the level two information to come. And since then, it has come in various ways as we've been working on other things. After that period of time, we got that the information would come through a group, that rather than like the level one where it came through individuals, where we worked with individuals in the Odyssey, this particular level had to come through the collective group energy, and it needed to be from the people who had worked with the level one. We realized that most of the people that have worked with the level one are scattered all over the planet. So we decided to try to do concerts, live concerts here in the Asheville area. Started off doing the transmission of light codes. And we did a couple down in Florida and a couple up in here, I think six total. And what we discovered after, during and after doing that work, several things. To set up the show required 2 hours to load the car, 3 hours to set the gear up, a 3-hour concert, and then another 2 hours to unload the gear, which really wasn't conducive to the ideal setup for Gary to really be in a space to bring through these higher frequencies. Not to say that the concerts weren't awesome and that the material that came out of that was awesome. So that was one aspect of it. The other aspect of it, as we listened to the soundscapes and have been listening to them for the last 3 months since we kind of completed that phase of the live concerts, realized that it's not really the level two information. That it's called transmission of light codes, and those will be released under that particular name. But the people who attended were not people who had been working with the level one, and that directly affected what came out. We were sort of, I don't want to use the word limited, but really limited in the sense of who attended. So we only had...
You used the word.
I know. Well, I'm saying I didn't want to use it, but I don't know what other word to use, in the sense that there were several people who came who had worked with the level one and who clearly understood our work. And they contributed their energy, but the large proportion of the people were not involved in our work. So they were very new, and Gary had to work within those parameters, so to speak. So we have decided that that is not the level two work, that the level two going back needs to be really brought through by people who've worked with the level one, which brings us to where we are now. And so what we want to share are some of the thoughts that we have had as we've been exploring this on how to bring this group together. And I think because we've all evolved to a knowingness that time and space on 3D is not an issue, that we're all connected on the higher realms, and so we can come together, even though we all physically live in different locations, to bring this work through. And so that's what needs to happen now.
What you said was true. I break down, set up, do all of that. Sure, I could maintain a on one level a conscious flow through all of that, but at the same time,
you know, if we and then we thought about doing weekends, but I think the issue these days, and our own issue, is we don't really want to travel. We really enjoy our sanctuary here and our sacred space, and we live in a creative flow, and for us to make, we even started out making travel plans, and it just seemed to be overwhelming and not really something that was joyful. I mean, it didn't bring us joy to want the thought of traveling on the road for 6 weeks or 2 months or something like that.
The thing technically about doing the level twos live would be that you would have to have kind of a studio with you, in a sense, and somebody running it all as well, because you're going to have to record everything, you know, every single track separately, large mixing console, that's more equipment. It's just technically, I don't think it's feasible at this point. Now, everything's possible, but I'd rather direct that energy right now into a more condensed focus, something.
Well, that brings up another thought that we had, which was to get a permanent place, and this was something that many of us had talked about as we were doing the live concerts. We were saying, well, what we really need then is a permanent place that could bring, you know, 50 people or so in to lie down on the floor while Gary's doing the music and the equipment already would be set up. But then the expense of that and just, again, the hassle of all that.
And that almost happened.
Yeah.
It almost happened, but then the configuration wasn't correct.
Right.
Spirit told us that, so mm-hmm. we didn't do it.
Yeah.
So now we're...
So we've come back in here really since mid-early December, really, and this brings us now to the end of March of 2008, and we've been very hermetic again since that time and really have gone deep and reflected into the work and how it should come forth, and we're really ready. We are more than ready to bring it through. So our life is set up in such a way now that we have everything in place so that we can bring it through. And all we need at this point is to now bring in those people who really feel committed to this, who want to work with this energy for a year. We're asking for a year commitment from the people who come in. And it'll start off with doing a CD a month, a transmission a month. And all of us will be collectively putting our energy into this. So we'll explain more about the program later, but that's what brings us to where we are now.
I want to talk about the nuts and bolts for a second. And the nuts and bolts of having to do level two, in one sense, is the fact that I have to dedicate my time to doing that for a certain period of time. It's still going to require some technological upgrades in terms of computing power and other things. Now, it can begin with where we are, but the intensity of this and bringing through these new frequencies and in essence connecting with these greater potentials that are unfolding, it's going to require a leap on a lot of different levels. So we've got to stay focused on that and not be doing a bunch of other things if this is to happen. And that's why this has to happen in this way. We have to know that we're connected to a group of people that are going to be open and receptive, number one, that are going to be able to hold the energy. And this is still nuts and bolts. While whatever is going on in the world is going on. That's why we can't have a wide spectrum of people, because some souls are just not ready for this. And that is just the truth, and they're not going to be aware enough to be able to hold their focus while other stuff's going on. They're not going to, as yet, see the bigger picture of what's happening on the planet. They're going to get caught up in the drama of whatever's happening out there. And the thing about what's happening now is, if you get caught up in those dramas, you're going to resonate with them, and you're going to play them out, so to speak. And what this has to be is a group of people that knows they're here on a mission, that are ready to do their work, but that can ground the energy too. But this is very important, that they can ground the energy, that they see this as being doable, and that they already have the skill sets and tools on some levels with all the work that they've already done to be able to take this as it unfolds and is given to them and do something with it, and that we don't have to explain a bunch of stuff. This group needs to have a certain kind of unity, but not a unity where we're telling everybody what to do. There needs to be a synergy between everyone so that this energy can come through, and we can't be having certain dramas taking place too much within this thing that has to already be past a lot of the people that are in there to some extent. Because if they're caught up in this and they don't have the resources or haven't manifested a certain level of stability enough to move through even the changes that they may move through, and that seems like a paradox, but it's true. You have to have a level of stability. If they don't have that, then it's not going to be possible to do this. This needs to be done in a group because the planet, on a certain extent, wherever certain energies are heading, we have to do them not only just individually, but somehow come together in some sort of union, synergy, connection. We have to do that to be able to manifest this.
We have been waiting for the sign or the go-ahead from our guidance to start this project, and that happens for every project we do. So everything, you know, is in alignment with the proper timing. And one of the things I think about why now is time, to go to an example of this Oprah Eckhart Tolle thing that's happening right now. There's a mass group of people that they are affecting, that they are waking up. That is their direct goal, is to wake up people. That massive group of energy just bumped up those who have been doing work on the higher levels to another place. And to me, that is why this is the timing for this, because it says that there's a whole new group of people now ready to move deeper into this level two work, and so the time is right.
But yeah, I believe that one level does bump up another level. It's just the way it works, because it...
On an evolutionary scale, I mean, let's face it,
well,
that's
sure,
what we're doing. We're evolving spiritually, and that's the path. And for me, because I tend to spend a lot of time in the Shambhala energy and the Shambhala teachings on the higher realms, I know that it takes a certain level of spiritual adeptness to get into the Shambhala doorways in some of the higher teachings, and it's the same way that it is on this planet, whether we want to talk about things being in levels or people being, you know, more spiritual than the other.
At the place I'm at right now, that's just the way it is. Now, you can always, you know, look at semantics and say, mm-hmm. oh, well, you know, that's not really true because everything is one, but... Okay. So you've got the planet going through its birthing things on different levels. All these probabilities are colliding. You know, nobody really knows where this is going exactly. We think we do, but there's a bunch of things happening. Things that have been talked about for a long time. The rearrangement of the economic system, collapses of certain things, shifting of things. We're watching this happening right before our eyes, so to speak.
We're in the thick of it, you know.
We're in the thick of it. On the other hand, you've got all these competing, so to speak, belief systems all saying what's happening. Various shades, forms of it, from the end of the world to the beginning of the world, so to speak, in a new way. And everybody's got their agendas, and there's all this stuff going on. So you've got that over here. And there's a lot of polarization going on of people trying to choose which way they're going to go. And then there's also the factor, of people believing that they're running out of time, which is a very important aspect of things. They, you know, 2012 is coming, oh my God, 4 years from now. Mm-hmm. And I've hardly even started, you know.
Yeah. So if I'm not evolved enough by then, I what?
2012 is coming, I've hardly even started, you know, what am I going to do? Because I'm not going to be prepared, and I'm going to get left behind, or something's going to happen, or this or that or the other thing. This is just going on the planet right now in a lot of people's minds. At the same time, there's been a lot of stuff that people have been wading through, including a lot of the DNA activation stuff and various spiritual disciplines and other things. People have tried to do them, and they haven't worked for them for whatever reason. Maybe because they have applied themselves. I don't know. I'm not going to judge that. But they've been through all these things, and they're not pleased with what's happened. So they're trying to be more discerning at the same time while all this other stuff's going on. So now you have this big shakeup. People are in this thing of believing that they're not going to have enough. And so they're just freaking out, some of them. And that's another reason why we can't take this broad spectrum of humans all the way from the different levels, because the levels that are resonating over here with the big shakeup, and I'm not sure how that's going to affect any of us, but what I will say is the more you have awareness, I think the more of a perhaps a chance that you have to move through these things with more grace. When you're in this other place where you're just first starting out, you have a tendency, because that's where the herd is going, that's where the mass consciousness and the energy is going, it's all around you, because you've surrounded yourself with the people that are talking about this. You're constantly inundated with it. You're watching the television and seeing it, you know, on and on. You have a tendency when you're on that level just to go with the herd, of course, because that seems to be what reality is. It's reinforcing itself constantly in front of you. So you've got this whole swirling thing going on over here with all these people. What we're saying is that there's something obviously happening on the planet. Where we differ from some people that are out there speaking of this is we don't believe this is going to be an automatic process completely. We believe that the planet is evolving. Gaia, whatever you want to call her, she, it, is moving forward. Other things are happening. But as far as humanity goes, what we're going to manifest, if you want to speak of this linearly, on the other side of this, is going to depend on what we believe we can manifest. If we're at a certain level of consciousness where we're trying to carry the old baggage into the new thing, then that's what we're going to get on the other side of it, is some kind of a mishmash, if we can even make it through the portal of this energy and we don't get pulled back into something else. To move into this new world, we're going to have to let go a lot of this, of these preconceptions about how things work, what reality really is, what spirituality is, all of these teachings, so to speak, that we've emotionally invested in ourselves in one way or the other over the years. We may find out that a lot of them are limited, and that we can honor them and take parts of them, but that they're certainly not the gospel, so to speak. So what we're saying is we have to have a group of people that are not only not caught up in this swirling thing that's going on over here, but that are able to come together in an open manner, which is also very unusual on the planet. That's going to take, to me, a more advanced being, because you don't want agendas, per se, in this group. You don't, even from us, you don't want us saying to you, this is the way, and you're going to follow it, and this is how we're going to make it through this, is by, you know, doing these very rigid guidelines, and like the old mystery schools where you had to stand on your foot and, you know, face the four directions or do things in a certain way, or the old type of ceremonial magic where you had to, you know, to call up certain energies, you had to do certain things. And
that's not to say that the people involved in the group can't be doing those things. No. If those are personal to them, we're not going to be giving any rules or guidelines. What we want to give, again, just like we did with the level one, is the music and the sound for them to float around in and find their own ways of doing things.
Because if we would say that these things, whatever it is that they're doing, are not what they should be doing, mm-hmm. that's another limitation mm-hmm. that we're saying, you know, you shouldn't be doing this because that's part of the old thing.
I think that if we look at this, if we look at the music as a mystery school, as its own form of a mystery school, it's one that doesn't have a guidebook or a manual that gives you all the ritual and all the things you're supposed to believe. This is one of the most open-ended mystery schools. It's really up to you, the listener, to dive into the experience and extract from that what your unique gifts are. And because we're galactic travelers, we tap into that vast resource and source of connections out there, as opposed to a singular being or guru or guide or alien race or any of that. We want everybody to be able to find their own particular forms of information within the vastness of it all.
We do have shifting interests, though. I have some right now that I'm working on, but I see those as being means to an end, but not the goal in itself. They're tools to open up new facets of my being, but they're not fixed structures. So right now I'm working with the elementals a lot, and that's going to become obvious, but it doesn't mean I want everybody in the group to be working with the elementals.
Well, and on the other hand, I'm working a lot with the Ascended Masters.
Right.
You know, Gary and I always work on different things. Sometimes
right.
they're similar, sometimes they're different. Gary and I have our own individual paths that we follow as well that don't always correlate with each other. And I also think that people in this group by this time understand that we may give them a definition of an elemental or an ascended master, but we're really talking about something much more beyond that, that's beyond words. We're just using our human words again to try to define something that's very vast. So what I'm saying is that each of these things that we all connect to, I get, because I'm the one who really connects with the people on all this work, I have people who connect with all kinds of defined sources, specifics, and to me it's all just the vast wholeness, the all of everything. We may as humans give that a defined thing, like an elemental or ascended master or a Ganesh, but ultimately it's all one big
but it's good to be able to have definitions, because if you don't have definitions then you don't have focus, and
it's a way to help channel the energy.
Now there's a way of looking at definitions. You can look at them,
they're like archetypes of
can look at them as being your this one fixed thing, like there's these certain gods that always exist,
right?
Or goddesses, I should have said goddesses first for most people, but but that doesn't mean that because you see that thing in a certain way that doesn't have to be your fixed truth if you don't want it to be, or it can be. It doesn't matter. I'm just saying that I believe that that's a way of seeing that energy, and if enough people see that energy in that way over a period of time, then a channel is formed for that energy. That's the way I believe it works at this point in my evolution. So if a bunch of people worship Ganesh and they see a god that's an elephant, you know, as absurd as that might be, I'm to some other person might think a god is an elephant. Wow, that's really bizarre, you know. But then if a group of people believe that, then the essence of the divine takes that form for them, and that becomes a focus for their energy. There's a lot of people that sit there in India and they hold idols and rub powder on them and just visualize the whole thing tactily. And so it's just what you put your energy into. And the music's the same thing. Now, what I like about the music is that, for me, I'm able to become very open-ended with the music and not... I mean, I don't believe that in the music. I don't worship the music, so to speak. It's more like I communicate with it, but I don't worship it. So, but it takes on a lot of different forms.
I think that the music is what gives all of us this common ground.
Right.
And from where we go from that is up to everybody's uniqueness. Everybody's a facet of the divine expressing itself here on the third dimensional realm. And we really all, I think, maybe want to emphasize that too, that we're not, while we're talking about ascension principles, we're also talking about grounding principles, that we are here now in the third dimensional realm, and we're obviously here to do things. And the things that we're here to do have to do with grounding the fifth world frequencies to the planet. And that's going to be, I feel, a lot of what's in level two, is for each of us who is out there in the various systems on the planet, whether it be health, medical, the educational systems, the financial systems, the political systems, our social systems, all of those things are in for change right now. And those of us who are light workers are out there doing this work on various levels. We each have our jobs that we're out there doing. So I feel like this work is going to bring those needed frequencies through for those people out there doing the field work, so to speak. Now, there may also be many of us in this group that are really working on their high spiritual path and support others around them with their lights, such as the work that we do. We're pretty hermetic in the sense that we stay in our home environment, we go out in our community, but the deepest work we do is to be here, and we spread that throughout the planet, where other people in this group, we assume and will hope, they're out there in the field, perhaps in some of these systems, making these changes that will ground the fifth world teachings and principles into the earth grid.
Okay, I'm going to give you something that just came to me from my guidance. So there was an episode a while back on this program by Spielberg called Amazing Stories. And basically what it all boiled down to was there was this guy and this girl that became magnetic. I think an asteroid came down or something and made them magnetic. So they just attracted metal objects. Just a metaphor I'm giving. And so they were walking through their school and everything at the end of the thing, and things were flying out of the lockers, and they were just getting I mean, they were just like covered with paper clips and pens, and it was just weighing them down, all of this stuff. So this is what I see on the planet, metaphorically speaking, is what's happening to the old dinosaurs. They created these things magnetically by their belief, by their structure, and belief is magnetic. And it attracts, obviously, things. So you've got all these old ways of doing things and organizations and things that have just been attracted to these dinosaurs. And if you can visualize that archetypally, they're just rumbling around with these all these things stuck to them, filing cabinets and, you know, things from the past. Just, it's going back miles, like hundreds of miles, these things that are, and they're trying to move, and these things are like just covering them. And that's the old world to me over there, is this, these belief systems that have just created these giant things, and they can't move anymore. And so it's bringing everything to a halt, this stuff, you know. The corruption and everything comes from that too, trying to accumulate more things. And you just can only accumulate so much, and then things just overload. So you've got this whole thing over here. Now, that's what we talked about in Rejuva, in the thing about attraction and radiating versus allowing things to just come to you willy-nilly.
Absorbing versus radiating.
Absorbing. What we're talking about is a different type of magnetism in this new group, where we're radiating energy rather than attracting all of this old stuff that's weighing us down. So we're pulling out of this big magnetic structure that is the Earth, that's just collapsing upon itself because there's so much stuff. It's almost like a big magnetic black hole. There's so many things that have like attracted to it that it's just collapsing the whole thing. It can't hold itself up under its weight anymore, you know, in certain ways.
So in this sense, this group is like, again, like the phoenix rising out of the ashes, that,
right,
you know, we have, using the, for many of us through the level one series, have cleared out density and darkness, heaviness, past life imprints, whatever you want to call all of those things that we've cleared out. And now we've moved to a place of where we're processing our karma or all of that information quickly. And so there isn't the drag on our beings anymore. We're not heavy like we were. We're able to shift quickly. And I think that's another thing why we're asking to be sure people are not living in dramatic situations.
We're talking about connecting directly with this energy and bringing it into your field so that you can do something with it. You know, that extra boost, whatever it is that people are going to need to actually make the connection to have something happen, with the intent to actually do that. So I want that to be understood. That's part of the thing of why this needs to be focused. This isn't some three steps removed mental process. This is a real attempt to connect to this energy, ground it on the planet, and have it do something. And I think that something is, on one level, there's other things that we don't know yet, but part of that is to create a gateway or a pathway into this other time stream. It could be a time stream where we just shift from this time stream into one that's similar, but better, more advanced, more open, or whatever. It could be that. It could be a more radical shift into some sort of a alternative dimension or someplace. And this is, this idea of another dimension is throughout mythology. It's been there throughout mythology for thousands and tens of thousands of years. Shambhala, Tirnanog, the land of the Fae that's supposed to be there, etc., etc. There's all sorts of, in all sorts of cultures, there's these beliefs and mythologies about these coexisting realities. So, and maybe shifting into something like that. We don't know. But we know, the bottom line is, on the nuts and bolts level, is that we can't stay here in this particular reality configuration anymore. A lot of us know this. So then your two choices become, do I leave my body and just check out? Am I done? I don't think that that's necessarily productive, because all you're going to do, if you leave without finishing the job, so to speak, in some ways, is you're going to come back again, whether it's here or somewhere else, and go through the same thing again. You're not going to really have solved your problem.
Well, and I think that's not at least what our path is about. Now, obviously, people in who may come into this, they're each going to have their own idea of what ascension is, whether it's conscious, you know, awareness and moving through dimensional plane. We are on a more of a physical immortality process where we see conscious awareness and shifting and transmuting and transforming the physical form. We're into rejuvenation and anti-aging of the physical structure through the music.
Through this next level.
Through this next level.
Now, the first level, which is a good place to come to, to delineate the two things, kind of. The first level was just preparing for this. It was when a farmer gets ready to plant his crops, which is a good analogy. He plows the field. That was plowing the field, and it took 20 years to plow the field. But that plowed the field of energy, the field of consciousness, the field of awareness, and that brought these frequencies in, and that gave us some kind of a beginning groundwork, a foundation to begin this work. This level is the going into the body with this energy, really doing something, because we know now this is the tipping point, the place we're at, is that we have to begin to shift the physical body and rejuvenate. Because I don't believe in my paradigm right now that further progress will be possible on significant levels. Actually, new progress, the progress that moves you into this other world, will not necessarily be possible without doing that. Because if you stay in the realm of the disease and the body breaking down and getting older and whatever age that you might be, then you're still in the old world. You just are. And that's, I know that sounds like a definitive, but that's where I'm at right now. So you've got to be able to change the energetic harmonic structure of the body. You've got to begin that process anyway. I mean, in earnest, where it starts showing up, where you can tell that something's happening with the body, not where it's in your mind or you know, that you're imagining it, but where it's actually happening. Where you can look in the mirror and you can say, something's happening to me. You know? And that may start out at first with people not being a tangible thing, like my wrinkles are disappearing or whatever, but it may be some kind of a glow that happens about you. There's going to be something that's different. It's probably going to start out as increased energy. You're going to feel different. You're not going to feel your age, whatever that age is. You're going to start to feel...
And I think people have felt that with the level one.
Right.
The start
yes.
of that. And
the start of... But that was just the foundation.
Level two is really taking this now from another place and moving it to the next level.
Now, there's certain schools of thought that believe that you can do anything and still do this. And we've talked about this before in our books and our works. And, you know, you can eat anything, you can do whatever. In my paradigm... Since we are talking about what we're doing, I'm saying if you can do that, then you know that's a remarkable accomplishment. And I'm being serious about that. But what I'm saying about me is what's happening with me is I'm going more towards the refinement of food. I feel that coming. And that's going to be another part of this level for me. A more of a refinement of what I'm eating, what I'm doing. Yes, that will be a sacrifice to some extent for the personality level that of the being that just likes to eat certain things and be distracted, but it also removes a lot of the veils and the smoke screens that the personality sets up of having to hide that behind food. When you start focusing and you really start feeding the body and doing other things, then it moves you more in a certain way. That's my path. Yours may be different. You may go out and eat McDonald's and be fine. I'm just saying that this is, I found this to be part of my process moving into this. So there's going to be, although there isn't rules, there's going to be for me some discipline involved in this. That's very intense. You know, too.
Well, and again, I would think that the people in the level one who've really done it have done a lot of that already and are fully aware of the the dietary changes that they've already gone through.
Okay.
The detoxing of the body has already been well underway, and they're already, you know, very well aware of all of that particular process. At least I would say, I would hope you would be, because again, this acceleration is going to clearly point that out. If you have any toxicity in the body, it's going to clear that out.
Now, here's what I believe, veering from that for a minute, is possible and in fact necessary with the level two, is that the luminous egg that surrounds the body, the energy fields, the whole construct of that that's existed to this point has been a certain way. And now what we're going to do is to shift our awareness, not just shift the assemblage point. I believe there's something beyond that of having to shift it around to different places. We're going to begin to expand the whole thing so we don't even have to shift it anymore. So we're able to take in information from multiple levels at the same time. So what we're doing with these new frequencies and with this new intent is to open up these channels, multiple channels at once, so we can begin to deal with them, but also to be able to take this energy and be present at the same time in some sort of an expanded focus so that we can be effective in the world. And so this isn't going to be something per se that we're going to invite you to take some kind of spaced out trip on, and you're going to go off somewhere and have this titillation from it. There's going to be a lot of energy that will cause, with our intent anyway, our intent will be to take this and funnel it down to each person's personality matrix, their physical vehicle, which is why the physical vehicle has to be refined. Because unless you can widen that channel, you're going to have this tremendous amount of stuff pouring down through your crown chakra and whatever into your physical being, and the being just won't be able to take it unless you're working with the being on some way to expand it. So you must do that, I believe. But, you know, to each their own, however they decide to do that. So focusing on that and moving forward is a matter of these people making the commitment, if I can use that word, to come together in some sort of loose way. Doesn't even have to be at the same time, but know that there's a pool of energy there, that there's a family almost of people. But it's not like a normal thing that has occurred in the past. It's not an ashram. It's not something where somebody's following a teacher. It's not a guru. It's not some sort of religious organization. It's none of those things. It's just a place of, well, it's like the temple of the divine muse, which is the place that we want to call the physical structure that we want to build someday. This is the other sort of a group consciousness version of that, you know, that people can come and experience this energy literally, metaphorically, and other ways, and come together and draw from and contribute to that energy on some level. So,
and I think if the group wants to happen in some way, you know, we are open to that idea. Again, with some of the internet technologies, there's social networking sites, right, out there that might enable us to connect in a certain way. I feel strongly that collaborations should occur within this group, and we're always looking at different creatives' works to see if they can come together in any of the projects we're working on, and we would like to see you do the same, where you might connect with somebody somewhere doing an aspect of a project you're working on, and that you will be able to come together. So we are looking at some sort of social networking site, perhaps Gaia. I think Gaia is the one I'm looking at now, is perhaps one of the best ones for conscious people, where we could all be in a certain section there, and somehow you can interact with each other as well. And then I would like to do a yearly live event, maybe a 3 or 4 or 5 day event here in the Asheville area. There's a couple of retreat centers around here, and that would be another way to connect physically as well. And there are projects that we're working on that we don't necessarily want to go into right now that are part of this, but we will talk more about that and about the potentials of your interaction and participation in those projects too. So we'll talk more about that at another time.
Let's just say that there's a long range,
yeah,
very long range unfolding plan.
Mm-hmm. And we just try to take it step by step. And for right now, we're just trying to stay focused as much as we can on this particular step, which is to give you some information that, you know, we feel you might need in order to make a decision in your life whether this is something for you to direct energy and resources into.
We're going to need feedback from you on this, but I would also say that what we're envisioning now from this is not a lot of lip flapping from us in the way, in the usual sense. There will be some, we will be speaking on different things, and, you know, we understand the need for language and everything, but we also would say the people in this group, in my vision, will just get this
mm-hmm.
on some level. We will give you suggestions, but that's all we're going to give you. But we don't feel like we should sit there and just fill your heads full of more stuff. More, I mean, if you want to get your head full of stuff, go see William Henry or one of these other guys that are just one of these heads that just can, you know, spew out all of these things, or Ashiana Dean or whatever. I mean, there's people out there doing this. And they're doing it, you know, they have these amazing cosmologies. So if you need that, and that's certainly valid for some people, then do that.
Well, certainly filling the mental body is important, and
yeah.
that we want, you know, obviously we do it ourselves and we encourage people.
I'm not
to do
setting
it.
Guidelines. I'm just saying what we're going to do. We're not going to sit there and explain every little nuance of all of this, except maybe in a poetic or even some other kind of manner that's more like a story than it is a logical step-by-step process. Flowing narrative is good because it can free the mind up and the imagination.
One of the ways we're going to, there's a couple other offshoots of this same channel or current of information that we're on right now. The gathering of the level two group is one aspect. There's two other pieces to this that we're going to be working on simultaneously. One of them is called the Abundance Generation, and this is a free recycling of the energy type of thing.
Pay it forward
principles. It will be rolled out in some sort of a website format, a blog or something. We're not quite sure about that yet. So that's one aspect of it, is to just help people shift their abundance. And this one is going to be focused more on financial abundance, although it still interacts with abundance on all levels. But we want to obviously share our experiences with that in our lives, and sharing that with others, again, through some, Gary will be doing some music on that site, some smaller MP3s that'll go out on that.
The intent of that is to connect people with that level of abundance. To cause, it's a synchronicity generator, it's
a shifting, definitely a shifting of belief systems.
To me, it picks up where a lot of these other things leave off. That's mm-hmm. the intent of it.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just giving you a bunch of stuff and saying, here are the principles on how to manifest, this is, well, here's some energy to manifest with.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps even eventually, here's a place to put it where you can actually manifest something. But that's all going to be free, and it's going to be a structure based on some other criteria. We'll go into that later, but what we're saying is that there's going to be more than one track. There's this track of these dedicated people that are working on this, and then there's this thing over here that we envision can help people to get to this other place, perhaps eventually. Because one of their big stumbling blocks is going to be, with all this turmoil that's going on in the world, where am I going to put my resources? And it's shifting them from there isn't enough in the world to believing that there's an unlimited amount if you can just tap into it, type of thing. So that in itself, to me, is a very necessary service to the world, to give people the invitation to open the door to this other level of reality, which again, in another way, is another branch leading to the fifth world. Because you have to pull off of these other things over here that are just so messed up now, they're almost irretrievable. You have to shift your energy into this new current that's going to nourish you and feed you from another place, a more direct connection with manifestation.
And then the third piece of that is going to be a blog that we call Shapeshifter's Shapeshifting Reality Show. And that is going to be a portal, really it's sort of a like the What's New section on our website. We'll be putting up things well, maybe daily or every other day or every few days, of what we're doing, you know, how we're moving the creative energy. And one of the biggest messages we got in this last quarter of our life was, instead of just sitting there pondering what's going on the world grid, that you need to create, and you just need to move into your creative stages. So this blog, we will be sharing with you what we're doing. We will also be putting things out to help you create along with us in your own ways, and just generate creativity. When you generate creativity, you generate abundance on all levels, and then ultimately into your financial realms too. Money starts to flow as you start to do and connect more and more to source, and less to that other old world that's obviously dying and going through its death process. So
as long as you have the intent in your creations to create from a higher level space, I want to make that clear, because you can create all sorts of stuff. You can create more turmoil too. You can be very creative in the turmoil. We have people around us right now that we've seen that are creating some really creative turmoil around themselves. So it's not creating more turmoil, it's intending to create more harmony and more possibility and more life-affirming thing.
All right, so I'm not sure what else we might want to say at this point, at least on this first communication, but I think at least to say what we are feeling is what we're offering. So
I want to say about that, here's what I'm offering. I'll give you everything that I have, which is, I believe, is considerable. I'm not going to mince words. I've been around for a long time. I've been through a lot of lifetimes. In this lifetime, I haven't been fully awake, obviously. I'm not a master yet, but I have a lot of energy that I've accumulated from many, many epochs of time that I'm recovering now. So I will give everything that I have up to this point into this, not because I'm doing it for you. I want you to understand that. I'm doing it for us. I'm doing it for myself too. Because part of this always is the full bliss of the self. If you don't have the bliss of the self, then you can't give to other people. That's just a truth. It's a truism. So I promise to go as deep as I can and to give everything that I can to you, so that you may experience wider vistas and greater realities and greater potentials and even doable actualities, I would say. So I will give that in the music, and the music will be a tangible leap. It will be quite obvious. In fact, I believe it's becoming obvious now with even the stuff that's coming out in Sanctuary. You can feel the energy that's emerging now. This becomes a primary focus, and this will become an unfolding space that will be magical and extraordinary, that people will be able to tap into, and will begin, as they interface with it, will begin to unfold their abilities exponentially. And I know it's important to you, a lot of you, going back to the physical being again, to give each of you the opportunity to tap into your physical body in a way that perhaps you never have before, and to actually begin to rejuvenate yourself if that's what you choose to do. You know that if you can rejuvenate the body and maintain the wisdom that you have now, and you can move forward, and I don't just mean I want to get younger, I mean I want to have my physical being take on a whole new configuration. I want to raise the level of my vibration. I want to change my energy field so that I become more and more in alignment with these greater potentials that are impacting this dimension right now from other dimensions. So that I can widen my perspective and my viewpoint, and so that I can be effective in the world at the same time. And believe me, you're going to need to do that with what's coming, because the energy is accelerating, and I know you can all feel it. And so you know you're going to have to do something that widens your channel significantly.
What's that phrase you were using the other day? Spectrum, frequency spectrum?
Yeah, to widen your frequency spectrum. And so that's what I'm offering, is to create a vast field of energy that stimulates other things within you. Because what these frequencies are, they're not, even in the configuration I bring them through, they're not the final answer. They're not whatever. They're just designed to stimulate within you these greater potentials and these vast possibilities, so that surprising things come out of you. They're just to start the process going. It's the resonance that we're going for. The resonance between the music and the other parts of your being that are going to open up these worlds that are within you. And I believe that that's how the process works. So.